It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We just heard from the Beatles. I think that was from Revolver, and I thought that would be a good intro into the next group we're going to hear, Cotton Mather, who I think down through the years have had some close sonic relationship with mid-60s Beatles. Would that be correct, Robert?
It seems that that's what we have. Yeah, we have other things, but yeah, that we seem. I keep reading that.
Robert Harrison is the front man of Cotton Mather. Group originally got together, what, about 1993?
Actually, we started in 1990, and we played our first show in February of 1990 at the Cannibal Club with a band, I think, called Herlo Thrumbo. And then there was a band that just had a name, like World 320 or something like that. And we were listed in the Chronicle as Culture Mother.
Culture so, Mother.
You know, so now they get our name right.
All right. And in the ensuing...
And I'm sure that wasn't their fault. I mean,
in the ensuing decade, you put out an album called Contiki, which was met with huge critical acclaim and has become kind of a cult classic. It's been reissued. And now you have some new music out. You're
That's
back
right.
as Contiki with a little side sway to...
Future Clouds and Radar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got Cotton Mather back together again and some new music. We can talk about the new album in a minute.
Sure.
When we have you do a song.
Okay, it's called Close to the Sun.
High inside the mansion of the ancients, blind to all the mysteries of creation. We were ensconced in a parlor where the statue wearied dawn, wedding gowns for a slumber, backs to the wonder, close to the thunder, and close to the sun. You my love, but I feel destined for a different sort of medicine. I've got to transcribe what's inside into these cylinders of Edison. Faces pressed against the window where you feel the warmth of love, waking up from a slumber, to the wonder, backs to the thunder, and close to the sun. I'm close to the sun. Sun. Just can't see enough. I would try to say I love you, girl, but you missed that trend of stuff. We were in Scott in a parlor where the statue where it dawns, wedding gown for a slumber, backs to the thunder, next to the wonder, the sun. I'm close to the sun.
As you can hear, we're live in Studio 1A today here with Cotton Mather. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. Jake Perlman's doing our in-house mix. And, of course, we want to thank our concert club members for coming down today and for their support of the station. Cotton Mather has a new release out called Death of Cool. And if I'm not mistaken, Robert, there's some relationship with the I Ching.
With the I Ching, yes.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, a few years ago, I was working for another, doing some work for another songwriter, and she asked me for help with some songs, and I didn't know her. And as a longtime student of philosophy, I thought, well, Chinese philosophy, that is, I thought I'd ask the I Ching for some guidance. And the results were pretty good, and we ended up recording these things, and they never came out, and they're coming out soon. I did this a few times in the ensuing years, and at some point I thought, well, you know, I've got five or six of these things. Let's go for all 64. So the first, you know, conversations I have with the people you see up here met with something blank, blank stares. I think they were thinking maybe I would just be like a dog with a bone and drop the idea because I have a lot of ideas. But this one took hold, and yeah, we started this in earnest in November with a song called The Book of Too Late Changes, and then we've been rolling since. And so we're about at the 30-song mark of this process, apart from the ones that we had, the ideas that were coming up with these things in the dynamic living of life. And it's not as scary as it sounds, I promise. You know, some guy came and played on a recording and said, oh man, I thought this was going to be like Kitaro. No, it's still us. It's still me doing the songs. And there's a website you can go to called ichingsongs.com, I-C-H-I-N-G songs.com. And that's where this thing is really unfolding. There are going to be four records that come out of it. This is the first one called Death of the Cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask, and are you releasing the songs individually as you go along?
Yes, on that website. You can go and hear it, and then you can read the commentary. And the commentary is not, you know, I wrote this song because I was reflecting on Father. You know, it's not like that. It's more sometimes cheeky, sometimes serious reflections on the hexagrams of the I Ching. And I try not to talk directly about the songs. I like them to have their own life in the heads of people who, you know, let them in. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like songwriters telling me what it means. I think that's, because sometimes I probably don't know, but yeah, if you check out the website, you'll see the new songs coming up, and then they're writing, and it's a fun destination, I think.
And the new album is called Death of Cool.
Death of the Cool. There's the article in there. Someone just didn't write that down for you, but that's...
Yeah, it just says Death of Cool.
So. Well, that's fine. You can, if you want to call that, Jay, I think you've earned the right to call it whatever you want.
Okay, thanks. And I love the design with the sunglasses in the snow.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually a car if you put on your reading glasses. And take off your sunglasses. Yeah. It does look like sunglasses, and that's what it really looks like when the artist first sent me it. I thought, wow, that looks like sunglasses. That's pretty cool. But it's a car, and that's a true story. And the song is called The End of DeWitt Finley. It's about a guy that got trapped in his car for 54 days, and he kept a journal writing journal entries to his boss because that was the only person in his life that accounted for him. It's a very sad story, but we turn it into something even sadder in a way, and it's the last song on the record. But we're not going to play that now because you look like you're having a cheerful day.
We're here with Cotton Mather live in Studio 1A, and so there's been like hiatuses in the group, and... you got the band together when there was the reissue of Contiki.
Right.
Kind of went out and did some dates.
We did.
So are you going to take this out on the road at all?
Yes. Cotton Mather has been, off and on a sort of a loose collective like Future Clouds and Radar. But we find people who volunteer for this work and, roll with it. And this is a nice lineup. Everyone you see here has played in either Future Clouds and Radar or Cotton Mather. One point or another, there will also be a Future Clouds record coming out next year.
Good. So. Well, speaking of the musicians, you want to take a moment, Robert?
I do. I want to start with the man on my right, and he's on your left. And I guess if you're listening at home, he's in the middle, you know. But it's Whit Williams, who's been playing music with me since 1992, and a great friend. Over here on piano, we have the amazing Holly Thomas, who plays with Future Clouds, and also with Cotton Mather on piano, who plays guitar and sings, by the way. On drums, a force of nature to be reckoned with for sure is Darren Murphy, my longtime friend, who plays on Contiki, among other things, and the Future Clouds records. Then we have Colin Fox on vibes and all sorts of other things when you see us live. He's the utility infielder. He can do everything. And all these people sing as well, I should mention that. And then on bass, we have a wonderful man named Chris Gebhardt. And he sometimes goes by Rusty. If you want to call him Rusty, he's fine. He doesn't care what you call him, as long as you call him. And I should mention at this point that Chris has joined us on short notice to fill in for someone a lot of you know well, who plays a lot of songs on this record. His name is George Reef. And George is listening today, so I think we should give him a big round of applause.
Yeah, George.
And George is planning to, he's doing quite well. As many of you know, he's had a serious illness over the summer, and he's doing pretty well. He's in good spirits, and I'm sure he's enjoying the music. George, we love you, bud.
All righty. Cotton Mather, and speaking of live performances, on the 23rd of September, they'll be at the Townsend. You're going to do an intimate acoustic show at 7 o'clock and then a full band show at 10 o'clock.
Yes, the acoustic show will be intimate and I guess that sounded wrong. Things are going to get intimate. Yeah, it's our press release. I know, Jay. You're just reading what's put in front of you. And
that's what they pay me for.
And I know. I think what they mean by intimate is it's not going to be crushingly loud while people are eating. And there's going to be a nice dinner, a very nice dinner. The Townsend is an amazing restaurant and an incredible listening space if you've never been there. And so the first show will be at 7, and that will include a gourmet dinner based on the I Ching, as what I'm told. I'm not sure. I think mainly the Chinese back then ate rice, so I think they're going to branch out a little more. I'm sure it's going to be incredible. Everything I've had there is wonderful. And so that will be an acoustic show, but it'll still be all of us, and we'll play all the first record and then a bunch of stuff from Contiki. And then we'll do a louder show with less conversation and less smiling. That will happen at 10.
All right. Well, Cotton Mather, can we ask you to do another song?
You can. This is called Candy Lilac. And it's from our new record, Death of the Cool. Sorry, Jay, you distracted me with all your questions. I tuned down for that last song you heard, so. Candy Lilac, take two.
This is right, candy lilac. Hold nothing back on me. I'm falling dazed with an amazing girl. Give me time, candy lilac. You get exact on me. Oh, darling, don't try to arrange the world. The welcome coat your shoulders take, walking up the left bank when I turn and hear a name. Are you mine, candy lilac? Then we should act on it all morning days with an amazing girl. This is right, candy lilac. Hold nothing back on it. I'm falling dazed with an amazing girl.
Thank you so much.
We're here live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9 with Cotton Mather. They've been playing some tunes off their new album, Death of the Cool, which is also coming out in vinyl.
It came out in vinyl last week, and it's there at Waterloo Records, to whom we are very grateful. Mm. And in other places too, but if you're in Austin, Texas, and you don't want that feeling of waking up one day and finding out that your vinyl record store is no longer there, don't go to Amazon, go down to Waterloo Records, because that's an important place to all of us.
Right. And today is Ham Day, so I'm sure there's lots of live music going on over there at Waterloo and other places around town that people can go and enjoy live music and support the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. Well, Cotton Mather's going to do one more song. We're going to close out the live radio broadcast, but all three songs will be up online, along with some video as well from Jorge and his crew today. So thanks to our live audience today for coming in, our concert club members, and Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers. And to Robert Harrison, good to see you again.
Great to see you, and thank you for doing what you do here.
Sure. Thanks for all the great music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.